Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
So I'm just going to come into recording and it's going to look weird, but okay. It works.
Emily leads me to the studio, Cathead Press, and shows me around.
It's my studio. Well, it was my studio for the past month of September. And I had a solo show mid-September, and I'm just kind of in here lingering because I love it so much here, and I love printing here. So, yeah.
Emily's show, titled Saj City, featured dozens of screen prints and paintings on canvas, windows, and tote bags. I came here to see how she makes the screen print.
So, like, why this? Why screen printing? Because I've seen you've done murals around town, and you're, like, a painter by trade, but why, like, this specific chapter in art?
I think I went to school. I became friends with a lot of screen printers, and I just think it's an easy way to make a print. I've grown up doodling and drawing on pieces of paper, and I tend to keep them, and this is a way for me to like make mass amounts of those doodles and drawings in my head and give them to people and sell them. And you know, instead of selling a $300 painting, you sell a $30 print. I think that's pretty fun, and it was just something new to learn too, and I've always wanted to learn the process.
At this point, Emily had gathered all the materials we needed to start screen printing.
So this is like very thin see-through screen. This is where the screen print.
Oh, I thought it was like a solid plastic. No,
it's no, screen. Yeah, it's screen. Wow. It's so it's super fine. And it actually does take a surprising amount of pressure to press the ink down, but we're getting closer and closer to that point here.
She drags over a wooden stool to stand up on and begins to lay out multiple pieces of paper. She spreads her paint onto the screen and begins forcing the amber and tan colors through the screen with a tool which looks like a large squeegee. Final result of the printing is an amber and tan colored cowboy hat with a rusty blend of the two colors in the center.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. Have you always wanted to take a screen printing class?
I've never really, well, like I said, I never really knew what it was, but I've definitely been interested in it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not very artistically inclined, but it seemed like something I could do because it's more or less a transfer.
I think my favorite thing is watching people who think that they aren't artistically inclined make art. I think everyone is able to make some really cool art. I get a lot of comments whenever I paint like murals or something like, I can't paint a straight line. And I'm just like, well, I can't either sometimes.
Emily then took me into Headspace Gallery where her most recent show was. She still has many screen prints and paintings hanging on the wall, and I picked one that stood out to me.
So the one that's really interesting to me is it's called Bad Deal. It's mm-hmm. two hands shuffling a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of some sort of surrealism, but I have no idea what it is. Can you just, like, explain it?
Yeah, sure. This piece is kind of personal to me, even though just looking at it and not really knowing my story. It just looks like some traditional like tattoo kind of art, but it is derived from just like old magic. I don't know, probably an old magic advertisement that I got this image from, and I kind of doodled it on a sheet of paper. And lately I've been having a lot of bad luck. I don't know if you ever like notice you just go through like a streak of your life where everything goes wrong.
I am there.
Really? I'm getting over that. I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's good.
But so I painted this and I decided to put Bad Deal with it because it was just kind of like really hitting me that day of like, wow, I'm experiencing a lot of bad luck lately. So this kind of piece just helped me work through some things. So yeah, Bad Deal.
So you said you think any person can do art and make like a work of art.
Yeah.
For like young artists who are struggling, what would you say to them?
I'd say find what makes you inspired. I think early on, the earlier you find out who you really are and what you really like, not what just your friends like, you start to realize who you are as a person and how you can identify and what kind of sparks your creation or your need for, I don't know, expressing yourself in this world.
Yeah.